Drive with Julian Clover.
Getting you home.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
The Prime Minister has been at Addenbrookes today. Theresa May announced £75 million for research into prostate cancer, which is the third most common cause of cancer deaths in the UK. She also set out her plans for the NHS in a meeting with staff from across the hospital. I sat down with the Prime Minister alongside Ben Comer of the Cambridge Independent and Tom Pilgrim of the Cambridge News. Following her meeting with staff, we wanted to know what plans there were to remove the visa cap that earlier this year had prevented new doctors from being hired from overseas.
Well, we put the cap in place some years ago for a good reason as part of our overall immigration policy. I'm conscious that in recent times there has been an issue with the cap. Of course, the cap resets each month and we are looking at what is happening. But longer term, the Migration Advisory Committee is looking at the whole question of employment here in the UK, the rules that we have in place. They're looking at that in the context of particularly looking ahead to post-Brexit as to the new immigration rules that we will be bringing in. But this is, so we're aware of the requirements of the NHS, we're aware of the challenge that there is, but I also want to ensure through the long-term the review we're doing to put into place a sustainable long-term plan for the NHS, which we'll be coming to later, producing later this year, is actually to enable the NHS to have an opportunity for that longer-term workforce planning. I think that's very important.
That sort of goes on to all the other research that happens here. They're struggling to recruit, so what can they... How are the plans for the NHS going to help research recruitment?
We're very clear that we want to attract the brightest and best here to the UK. That's what our focus is in relation to the immigration rules from outside the European Union. Obviously, we're now entering the next stage, this final stage of looking at the future relationship with the European Union. And as part of that, we'll be looking at those issues of movement. But we recognise free movement will come to an end, but we recognise that people will still want to come from the EU to work and study here in the UK, and people from the UK actually will still want to work and study in the EU.
You're visiting Addenbrookes today. Addenbrookes has had a very tough winter with sort of running out of beds at some stage in A&E, ambulance queues. We've had IT breakdowns in the past month. It's been a difficult one for staff. You talked about the long-term plan for the NHS. What reassurances can you give to staff here in Addenbrookes today that they won't go through a winter like that again?
Well, first of all, I recognise the huge pressures that actually people here in Addenbrookes, but also across the NHS, felt during this winter. And I'd like to thank them for the enormous dedication and hard work that they put into ensuring the treatment of patients throughout those difficult and times of pressure. Of course, we prepared better for the winter pressures over this winter than ever before. We did put extra funding into that. But what I want to ensure is that through the review of the NHS, we can provide this long-term plan with sustainable multi-year funding. We can also look, and one of the issues we need to look at is about the integration of health and social care. We need to look also about us as individuals and how we can sort of take responsibility, how we can work, hospitals working with GPs, working with the communities, so that we ensure that people are getting the appropriate care in the right place at the right time.
You mentioned sustainable long-term funding there. Will the review be considering something perhaps radical, such as increasing national insurance, increasing taxes to fund the NHS?
What we're going to do is look at, as I say, a long-term plan, sustainable multi-year and multi-year funding within that long-term plan, and we'll continue to take a balanced approach. Since November, we've already announced £10 billion extra going into the National Health Service. We've been able to do that because as a government, we take an overall balanced approach of dealing with our debts, putting money into our public services, but keeping taxes low on families. We'll continue to take that balanced approach as we look forward.
So you're not ruling out raising national insurance?
We will take a balanced approach to what we do, but we're at the point at the moment of looking at what this long-term plan should have. As I say, there are various elements that we want to look at inside that. What I want to do with the multi-year funding is to ensure that the NHS can move away from this system where year in and year out we're looking at putting more funding in. As I say, since November we've already put £10 billion extra into the National Health Service. What we're talking about, and we're able to do that because we take this balanced approach to our economy, which means that we're able to manage our economy and manage it in a way that enables us to put that money into our public services.
You're announcing £75 million into prostate cancer research today. Do you think society has come late to the recognition of the risks of prostate cancer?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think there hasn't perhaps been as much focus on prostate cancer in the past as there has been on some other cancers. One in eight men in the UK will be affected by prostate cancer, and that's why I think it's important that we do two things. One is about raising awareness, but the other is about putting this extra money into this research programme, which will involve 40,000 men across the UK, number of studies, and the aim is to find ways of ensuring we have earlier diagnosis. And of course, the earlier the diagnosis, then the better the treatment and the prognosis.
Yeah, both the prostate cancer announcement and also the meeting with staff. Why did you choose Addenbrooke for that?
Well, Addenbrooke's is, as we know, a centre for cancer treatment, and there's a lot of very interesting and exciting work being done here in relation to cancer treatment. One of the things I've been talking here at Addenbrooke's about and they're keen on is how the what they learn here, the best practice they develop here, can be spread across the whole of the NHS. It's another element of the long-term plan for the NHS is how can we make sure that every part of the NHS is operating as effectively as the best practice in the NHS.
Prime Minister Theresa May speaking to me a little earlier on today. She's since gone back to Westminster, left to Cambridge, I think, round about 12:30. I had to keep quiet on exactly where she was until after she'd left. But in the meantime, she's been speaking on the phone with both the French President, Emmanuel Macron, and the US President, agreeing with Donald Trump that if it's confirmed that President Assad's regime was responsible, then it would be a further evidence of his appalling cruelty. This, of course, is the accusation that the Syrian authorities, military, have been using gas on a rebel-held city at the weekend, which, of course, the Syrians deny. Well, let's take a look at that in a bit more detail in the news at 6. Now, it is 20 before 6.